Indeed, Greg, a conductor with a very, very storied and long career. Maestro, earlier this year, you celebrated the 60th anniversary of your first concert in Sweden and went back and played the same program again. When you began in 1954, received wisdom would have it that that was the time when conductors were almost like dictators. They were the boss. It was their will, and the musicians had to do what they were told. Was that the wisdom that you were given as a young conductor?
No. That was only valid for old established conductors, not for youngsters like me. It was the beginning of the democratic movement in music. I liked it. I watched lots of rehearsals with Toscanini and with Furtwängler.
Well, famously, Toscanini was the one who personified that, right?
He almost killed his musicians at every rehearsal.
Wow.
Called them bad. His favorite expression was asino, which is donkey, you know. Donkey. They were so dumb. But they were used to it, so didn't take it seriously. And he didn't mean it badly. He was just so hurt that it didn't sound as he wanted. He was the most friendly person you can imagine.
Oh, really? Oh.
He just got mad when something went not his way. The model for me in this respect was Bruno Walter. He could never say a harsh word to anyone. He could ask them on his knees, if necessary, you know, to do this the way he wanted. But he was a wonderful person. And as accurate and as sensitive a musician as Toscanini.
Having spoken to many musicians who you've conducted, I have a sense that they always really, really want to make you happy. Do you have that sense that they really want to please you? They want what you want?
I don't feel that they do that to please me.
Well, I've got good news for you.
But I thought they did it because they love to play. You know?
Yeah, but there are variations on loving to play, and there are variations on their response to different conductors, you see.
Yeah, we love to make music together. I love to look at their faces when conducting, and it's a wonderful communication. It's more intimate than many human relations otherwise, because you cannot hide your feelings when you make music. And I like that, because music means so much to us. And to see how it moves this man and this lady moves me very much.
This Brahms symphony, first of all, it's an astonishing first attempt at a symphony. But then again, this was a man who was in his 40s. Other composers had already written their requiems by this point. Is that there in the music, the fact that he took his time, that he was almost shy of making a symphony because everybody was living in the shadow of Beethoven's Last Symphony at this point?
Yes, if you listen carefully, then you can hear it. He felt haunted, you know, by Beethoven. And you can hear it also in this symphony. There are so many pop-pop-pop-pum, pop-pop-pop-pum, or tune-tune-tune-tune, right. Like in the second movement, or in the third movement, to these three note motives. And you cannot help thinking, you know, Beethoven is there always, you know.
I mean, at one point he did consider even having the final movement be choral as well, didn't he?
And he
got rid of it in the end.
Yes, I'm glad he did.
Can you still hear the human voice there in the last movement, do you think?
Yes, it's a song. It's a hymn that the strings are playing. I have my own text. Johannes and Clara, Johannes and Clara. So it's you have to articulate it as if it was a song.
A hymn to unrequited love at this point.
Well, Clara plays a big role in his life, of course. He admired her enormously. He took care of her children when Robert Schumann died. It was a wonderful relation. I think it was platonic, but it shows the man Brahms how he was. He never married, but he had lots of women around him that admired him. Of course,
he's a very easy man to admire.
Yes, even today. Yes, it's of course a grand piece, and as you say, as a symphony number one, it's astonishing.
Well, we really look forward to hearing this wonderful, wonderful interpretation of the Brahms First Symphony under your baton this afternoon. And thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.